Hello, and welcome to
Tommy's Story and Mama.
And who is here today?
Ethan.
And?
A cat.
A cat. Hello, kitty. So, we are going to read a story about Jane Austen. Does anyone know who Jane Austen is? Have you heard of her? Does she sound familiar?
No.
No, okay. This is a Little People, Big Dreams book, and it's about Jane Austen, written by Ma Isabel Sanchez Vergara and illustrated by Katie Wilson. Okay, so Jane Austen. Let's see. Little kitty, do you have a cough? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the...
Hairball.
Oh, hairball. Oh, excuse you, little kitty. Hairball. The Austen family lived in the heart of the English countryside. Every evening, there were 8 children seated at the table for dinner. James, George, Edward, Henry, Francis, Charles, Cassandra, and little Jane. That's a lot of kids, right, at a table? And they're eating outside, it looks like. That seems nice, right? Mm-hmm. At that time, girls were only allowed to do things like singing, sewing, and housework. Jane and her sister, Cassandra, found being a girl a bit of a pain. Because what are her brothers doing while they're doing all the housework?
Riding horses.
They're riding horses and having fun. Is that fair?
No.
No. However, Jane's father ran a school and taught the sons of wealthy men. So that means of rich people, he taught them. Of men, only boys. One day, he asked his daughter to join their classes and learn the same thing as the boys. So since it was their dad's school, he was like, hey, why don't you come to school and learn with me, right? But they're the only girls there too. Because girls weren't really, they weren't allowed to learn back then either. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Jane loved to read. She always chose a book instead of her dolls and spent endless hours in her parents' library. I'd be like you, Ethan, right? Mm-hmm. I would love a library. Jane and her siblings would often write and perform their own plays. She came up with the best stories and soon realized that she wanted to become a writer. So who likes putting on plays? Connor! You kind of did, right? You were in some plays before. Yeah. Weren't you in a play at school one time? At Discovery School?
That was a long time ago.
And you like doing it.
I don't like anymore.
Well, you haven't tried it anymore,
I
right?
Do.
Every night, her 7 brothers and sisters sat around the fireplace. They loved listening to Jane's stories until it was time to go to bed. Because, you know, back then, did they have TV?
No.
Did they have radio?
No.
They didn't have anything. So that's what this is.
TV.
That is a picture. One evening, Jane was at a ball and met a young man named Tom. As they talked, they fell more and more in love with each other. So do you know what a ball is?
No.
It's something that like you can dribble. And then you
can it says, okay, in this context.
It's like a dance.
A dance. It's like a big party, a fancy dance.
No, it's like you kick and stuff.
Yeah.
And but, you put in the other person's goals.
But Tom's family thought Jane wasn't good enough for their son. And instead of fighting for what he wanted, he proposed to a rich heiress to please his family. So instead he told Jane, even though he loved Jane, he instead married somebody else to make his family happy. A lot of times that happened back then. Jane decided to write a similar story to this, but with a much happier ending. And so the novel Pride and Prejudice was born. Have you ever heard of the movie Pride and Prejudice or the book?
No, kind of, because I read half of this book before.
Yeah, it's a very famous, one of the most famous books out there, actually. A daring girl named Lizzie was its heroine. Jane kept on writing about young women who were brave enough to make their own choices and who never gave up. And there's some like Anne, Catherine, Emma, Fanny, Marianne, Elizabeth. But when her first book came out, many people loved it. But Jane decided to keep her name a secret. So a lot of times some people write books and they write it under a ghostwriter, they call it. And so nobody knows who's actually written. Like a fake name. Actually, J.K. Rowling, she does that too.
Yeah,
she's written under different names sometimes. Jane went on to write 7 novels full of grace and talent. Little did she know that one day she would be considered one of the greatest writers in the world. Little Jane would be happy that the books she once wrote are the ones we still love reading today. Yeah, it's one of the famous ones. So it's Jane Austen. There's a little thing about her at the end. It says that she was born in Steventon in England. And those are some pictures of her. This is like in the 1700s, 1810.
But she's like 300 years old because it goes up to
20. Well, they're showing the postage stamp and things. So she grew up in a very large family with 6 brothers and 1 sister. She was extremely close to her only sister, Cassandra, her whole life. Her family valued learning, and Jane went to boarding school. She received a limited education but had to return home for sickness. She was then educated at home by her dad. It was in these early years that her love of reading and writing began. She wrote poems, plays, and stories, and then her first work, Love and Friendship, at the age of 14 years old. It poked fun at the overdramatic novels that were popular at the time and showed her clear talent for language. Jane continued writing and authored 7 very famous novels, including Sense and Sensibility. That's another big famous one. There's a movie, too. Pride and Prejudice, Emma, and Persuasion. Those are all really big ones. They all offered witty insights into the lives of the landed gentry at that time. Jane published her books anonymously under the name A Lady. That's what she put on her. And it wasn't until after her death that she was recognized for her talent. Now her works are rarely out of print or off the television screen. Although she received a proposal, Jane chose not to marry. And she lived a happy life surrounded by family. To this day, she remains one of the world's most beloved writers. That's it. So, that was you sliding. We hope everybody enjoys this. And I hope some people look up Jane Austen because she did make a lot. Okay. Ethan. She made a lot of beautiful books. We hope everybody has a wonderful day. Bye.